Maranatha, and Mike DeGubin. Welcome, my friend, to a few moments of Bible study together again, as we consider and think upon the truth of the Word of Almighty God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He is, beloved, the source of life eternal. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no life. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, life is empty. Life is meaningless. Life is purposeless. Life has no fulfillment and full satisfaction without the Lord Jesus Christ. Men have sought to find fulfillment through power, through money, through the things of this world, through lust, through drugs, through alcohol, but there's no satisfaction, no lasting fulfillment, only, beloved, through knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, the bread of God, for tasting and seeing that the Lord is good, for putting your faith and trust in Him, for walking according to His way. Only there is their fulfillment. Only there is reality. Only there is satisfaction. Only there is a glorious and wonderful future. But man will go his own way. When God tells us, don't hurt yourself, that's why God gives us guidelines. It's for our good. It's because He loves us. It's because He cares for us. It's because He wants the best for us. But man chooses to go his own way, which leads to death, damnation, eternal destruction. Here in 2 Kings chapter 17, we're continuing in our study concerning the nation of Israel and how Israel. First of all, we read in 1 Samuel how Israel rejected God for an earthly king. They didn't want the Lord God to rule over them. They wanted an earthly king. They wanted to be like other nations. And so God allowed it to their own hurt. And Israel's rejection of God resulted in her being rejected by being carried into captivity. And that's what we find here in 2 Kings chapter 17. And let's review quickly, beginning with verse 6. In the ninth year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria, took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria, placed them in Halath and in Habar by the river of Gozan and in the cities of the Medes. And so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And they built them high places in all their cities, with the tower of the watchman to the fenced cities, And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols, whereof the Lord had said unto them, Ye shall not do this thing. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, Turn ye from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks, like to the neck of their fathers, that did not believe in the Lord their God, and they rejected His statutes and His covenants that he made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanity, and became vain, and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. O beloved, here we see Israel rejecting God's ways, Israel going after man's ways, Israel walking after the religions that appealed to the flesh, the religions that the flesh longed to be involved in, and that were attractive to the flesh. And so they rejected God's ways, they rejected God's statutes, they rejected His testimonies, they rejected His word. Beloved, is there any illustration that you know of around you today that's in a similar condition? Oh, absolutely. All we have to do is look at the news. All we have to do is look at the world about us. All that we have to do is watch what's happening in our own nation, in our own country, a nation, the United States of America, that one time feared Almighty God and reverenced Almighty God and honored Almighty God, a nation that has turned from God, a nation that one time the church houses were filled with people, a nation that now has forsaken the Lord God, has gone in its own way, has turned to lust and to impurity, to drugs and to alcohol, to all sorts of wickedness and idolatry. Yes, idolatry. An idol is anything that becomes between man and God. And oh, the idols that the American nation has set up, idols of money, idols of gold and silver, idols of power, idols of lust, all kinds of idols that our nation has done just as Israel did. And thus, beloved, God's judgment is upon our nation and upon every nation that forsakes the Lord. We read over in the book of Romans, chapter 1, in Romans chapter 1, that the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Oh, beloved, that's where we are today, and we see the illustration of it as you read that scripture in verse 18 of Romans chapter 1 and begin to read the results that follows as the wrath of God is revealed and God turns man over to his own wicked devices, to his own wicked desires, because man changes the truth of God into a lie and worships and serves the creature more than the Creator. And God gave them over, gave them up unto vile affections, and God gives them over to doing that which is vile and wicked. And thus verse 29 says, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Beloved, that's an illustration of Israel, and that's an illustration of the United States of America today, and that's the illustration of every nation that turns from Almighty God. Beloved, there was a time when every person on the face of the earth knew the Lord God, but man rejected God's ways. Man turned away from walking after the ways of the Lord. And 2 Kings 17 and verse 16 says, and they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, made the molten images, even two calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. Yes, they worshipped the stars, they worshipped the hosts of heaven, they worshipped the sun, they worshipped the moon. Oh, beloved, I've heard people right here where we are pray to the sun and pray to the moon, and pray to the earth. Yes, beloved, praying to nature and the things of nature, rather than the true and the living God. Rather than worshiping the Creator, they worship the creation. And verse 17, they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and use divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. Therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Also, what happened to Judah? Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel, and afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of spoilers, until he had cast them out of his sight. Rejection begets rejection, beloved. Man rejected God in the Garden of Eden. Man was ejected from the Garden of Eden as an act of love on God's part. Here we see Israel rejecting God. God sends prophets. God sends messengers. God sends those who warn them of the judgment of God. And yet they will not heed the prophets. They put to death the prophets. They kill those who were speaking the word of God. Even as Jeremiah spoke the word of God in the days that we're reading about. Jeremiah, prophet of God, proclaimed the truth. And they put him in a dungeon, and they wanted to kill him, because they did not want to heed the message of God and the warnings of God. But God spared Jeremiah, and Israel went into captivity. Judah went into captivity, and thus they were rejected by God, because they had rejected Almighty God. And thus we see, verse 22, for the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They departed not from them until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants, the prophets. So was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day, the day of the writing of these words. O beloved, we see the judgment of God because of man's rebellion, because of man's rejecting God's way and God's word. God says, don't hurt yourself. He gave us the Ten Commandments to protect man. He gave man his law to shield him about, but man rebels and rejects the truth. Till next time, goodbye.